hope you had a very good Christmas and New Year's. Christmas is always a challenging time for me when it comes to giving presents. I'm not at the age where I really care to receive a whole lot of presents, but my wife still likes to receive presents from me. Sometimes what she thinks she wants and needs and what I think that she wants and needs can be at different points. A number of years ago, she told me she wanted a bathrobe for Christmas. And I had not at that time spent much time in the women's bathrobe section of the store shopping for bathrobes. So I thought, how hard can that be? I'll just go to the department store and buy her a bathrobe for Christmas. But I got to the store, and there were hundreds and hundreds of different bathrobes in all different sizes and colors and textures and lengths. And I know that my wife likes bright colors, so I decided to buy her the brightest pink bathrobe I could find her. It was a very fluffy robe too, so it was really a thick pink bathrobe. And I thought she would be so excited to get it on Christmas morning. So she opened up the present that Christmas morning and looked at it and said, ah, this isn't what I wanted at all. I had failed miserably. Luckily, I kept the receipt so we could take it back and get another robe. We're going to talk this morning about the gifts that sometimes we think we need in life and how we will call out to God for those things. And sometimes He'll give us what we need and sometimes He'll give us what we want, but sometimes it may look different.
我们今天要讲的就是在我们的人生中有很多时候我们觉得自己需要这个需要那个然后我们就向神求但是神给我们的有时候我们所求的并不一样。And
when I ask you to think about this afternoon, what do you most need from God right now in your life?
我现在想请大家思考一下在你们现今的情形你们最想从神那里得到的是什么?
What are you asking Him for? What are you seeking from Him right now?
你现在向他求的是什么？你现在希望从他手里得到的又是什么呢？
Maybe that you're going through a hard time in life and you need help of some kind from God.
也许你们现在正在经历人生的低谷，你们需要从神那里得到帮助。
I read a story a while back about a man who fell into a pit while he was walking along the road.
我以前读到一个故事，说到一个人在河边走的时候掉到一个坑里。
He was helpless in the pit. He couldn't get out, so he screamed and asked for help. A very sensitive person came along, looked down in the pit and said, oh, I feel so bad for you being down there in that pit. Then next, a very judgmental person walked by and said, you probably deserve being in that pit.
然后又过来一个非常武断的人,那个人就指着他说,你掉到坑里肯定是罪有应得。
A person who was a mathematician then came by and looked down and said, I can calculate exactly how you fell into that pit.
然后又过来一个数学家对他说，我可以计算出啊你的掉到坑里的几率是多少。
A news reporter came by and he wanted the exclusive story of how this man had fallen into the pit.
又来了一个新闻工作者，他就忙着写了一个报道，来报道一个男的是怎么掉到坑里的。
An IRS tax agent came by and asked if he was paying taxes on his pit.
然后又有一个税务局的人过来问他，你在坑里面有没有交税？
Someone who felt very sorry for themselves came by and said, "You haven't seen anything until you've seen the pit that I've fallen into."
还有一个很自怨自艾的人过来说，我以前也掉到那个坑里过。
Psychologist came by and said, "Your mother and father, they caused you to fall into that pit."
然后心理学家又过来对他说，你掉到坑里是因为你父母的缘故。
A self-esteem therapist came by and said, "Just believe in yourself; you can get out of that pit."
还有一个鼓动人的这么一个治疗师过来跟他说，你只要相信自己，就一定能从那个坑里面爬上来。
An optimist came by and said, "Things could be worse down there in that pit."
一个乐观的人过来跟他说，哎，你掉到坑里面也还好啦，事情也还会更糟的。
A pessimist claimed things will get worse down there in that pit.
一个悲观主义者怪他说，你现在掉到坑里，以后还会更糟。
And then Jesus came by, seeing the man, he took him by the hand, and he lifted him up out of the pit.
然后主耶稣基督走过来，伸出手拉住他，把他从坑里面提了上来。
Jesus wants to help us in our lives.
主耶稣基督希望帮助我们的生活。
People turn to Jesus every day and they ask for help.
每天都有无数的人转向基督，向基督寻求帮助。
Sometimes they may have to put up with a lot of other people, like the person in that pit, before they finally get help from Jesus.
有时候这些人在找到耶稣之前，不得不面对世上形形色色的人，就像那个在坑里面的人面对那些来看热闹的人一样。
This is what I want you to think about as we look at our account from the Bible today.
今天就想请大家看一看圣经。
Sometimes the help that Jesus gives looks different than what we thought we really needed.
有的时候主耶稣给我们的帮助和我们想要得到的帮助并不完全一样。
You've already heard the passage read, but we're going to be looking at Acts chapter 3 this afternoon.
我们已经读到《使徒行传》第三章。
The scene here is one where Jesus has resurrected to go back to heaven with the Father.
这个时候发生的事情是主耶稣已经被提到天上去了。
The disciples, his followers, had begun to become empowered by the Holy Spirit and were going around preaching to people about Jesus.
然后耶稣的门徒因为圣灵充满，他们就在世上传福音。
And this early church, this first Christian church that began with such a small group, rapidly began to grow and expand in Jerusalem.
那个时候早期的教会开始迅速的发展壮大。
Some of the followers, the primary first followers of Jesus, men like Peter and James and John, they began to become the leaders of this early church.
一些耶稣早期的门徒像彼得、约翰等等都成为当时教会的领袖。
So people looked to them to meet their needs and to also find out about Jesus.
所以老百姓就仰望彼得、约翰这些人，希望他们身上能够得到帮助。
So we read in the beginning of chapter 3 that one day Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer at 3 in the afternoon.
所以第三章就一开篇就说，身处祷告的时候，彼得、约翰上圣殿去。
There were generally three times of prayer that the Jews would spend time, and they would often go to the temple in order to pray there together to their God.
通常在一天当中，犹太人有三个祷告的时段，他们在祷告的时段会到圣殿里面去祷告。
Even though Peter and John had become Christ followers, they were still Jews, and so they very much continued to worship in the temple and with the other Jews.
虽然彼得、约翰都是基督徒，但是他们也同时是犹太人，所以当祷告的时候，到来的时候，他们也和其他犹太人一样到圣殿去祷告。
So here they are on the way to temple, or if you will, for us to put it in our context today, they're going to church.
所以呢，用我们今天的话来说，就是他们正在往教堂走。
Just imagine your life about an hour or so ago as you were getting ready to come to church.
所以就请你们想象一下，当你们来到这个教会之前的一个小时，就是差不多就是那个时候。
They didn't have any kids to get ready in car seats or have to worry about getting them dressed.
他们没有小孩子需要被绑到那个车的那个座位上，也不用担心给他们穿什么衣服。
They might have been in a hurry. They might have even been late. They might have had a lot of different things preoccupying their mind.
但是在他们的生活里，他们也有很多的事情会成为他们的缠累，他们也会去。
They thought that the primary time that they would have with God would be once they got to the temple and then had an opportunity to pray to Him.
所以他们一到圣殿就有一个机会可以与神亲近祷告。
But in fact, church was about to happen on the way to church.
但是在那个时候，在他们到圣殿的路途当中，他们。
Because really the reality of what church is us living out our faith together as Christians in the world today. Church should not be just coming here week after week, singing some songs and hearing a message and going through different routines.
教会并不是我们每一周例行公事的来到一个地方聚众唱歌赞美。
The idea of the church is Christians coming together as one family, as one body, to work together to represent God and to serve God here in this world.
所谓教会是一群基督徒聚在一起组成一个家庭，一同活出神的样式，一同向世界彰显神的作为。
Verse 2 tells us that as they were on their way to church, there was a man who had been crippled from birth. He was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts.
第二节说，有一个人生来是瘸腿的，天天被人抬来，放在殿的一个门口，那门叫美门，要求进殿的人周济。
I thought it was ironic that here this crippled person who lived with this infirmity all of his life would go to pray at a gate, beg at a gate called Beautiful.
这个听起来有一点讽刺。一个腿瘸了一辈子的人，每天被人抬来，在这个名叫美门的门口来祷告，来求人施舍。
It says that this person had been crippled from birth, so no doubt he grew up as a child, not being able participate in many of the other things that the other children participated in.
因为这个人是生来瘸腿的，你可以想象到他从小到大都没有经历过正常人能够经历的一些事情。
And if life was just like it is then, as it is now, he was probably made fun of and mocked by many other children.
在他那个年代，可能跟现在也差不多，可能会有别的小朋友、别的人会嘲笑他，会伤害他。
He was perhaps made to feel anything but beautiful with this crippledness of his body.
因为他身体的残障，他可能在他的生命中他经历的多为不美的事情。
So here's this man who feels anything except for beautiful, sitting in a beautiful cave, and he's begging for money and for help from people that are coming by to go to the temple.
所以这个并不美丽的人。在他并不美丽的生命当中，站在一个叫做美丽的门旁边，寻求世人的周济。
When he sees Peter and John come by, he asks them for money.
当他看到彼得、约翰走过的时候，他就开口求他们给钱。
If you've seen it, and I'm sure many of you have, as people sit out in the street, they beg for money. They get used to the fact that most people don't stop and don't even look at them. They just walk right on by.
你们肯定也见过那些在路边讨钱的人，他们自己已经习惯了。当他们开口要钱的时候，他们也预料到大多数人都不会给他们任何东西。
I went into New York City on Thursday with my wife, and I knew I was going to be preaching about this passage with you this afternoon.
牧师在礼拜四跟他太太进城。
Because of the cold, because of the amount of people that have come to New York around New Year's time, there were a number of homeless people in Grand Central Station going around begging for money from people.
他们在一个中央火车站看到了一些要钱的人，要饭的人。
And every now and then, someone might stop and talk to them, or at least tell them no, but other times people would just walk on by and ignore them altogether.
偶尔会有一两个人停下，跟他们说几句话，但是大多数人就是目不转睛就走掉了。
And that's often a common response that people give to people that are begging.
但是我们和那个时候大多数人看到讨饭的都是这个态度。
So imagine this man's surprise, even astonishment, when Peter looks him straight in the eye, as did John.
所以你们设想一下，当彼得和约翰定睛看着他们的时候，这个要饭的会是多么的惊讶。
They're walking along, he throws out a request, they stop, and they look at him, and they tell him, look at us.
他们走过这个瘸腿的人，他们定睛看他，说，你看我。
You can just kind of picture what's going on in this man's head. He's probably thinking, oh, this is going to be good. Not only did they stop, they're making a big deal about it. They're telling me to look at him. Maybe they're going to give me a huge gift or a huge donation here.
这个瘸腿的人他可能就想，哎呀，这下可好了。这两个人不光注意我，而且还让我看他们，他们肯定会给我很多钱。
Verse 5 says the man gave him his full attention, expecting to get something from him.
第五节讲到，那人就留意看他们，指望得到什么。
But he was to be sorely disappointed at first, because the first words out of Peter's mouth are, silver or gold, I do not have.
但是当他听到彼得说的话的时候，一定会很失望，因为彼得说，金银我都没有。
And this person just must have been crushed.
这个乞丐肯定非常的失望。
Of course, today, a beggar would respond, well, that's okay, I take American Express, or I'll take the debit card too.
但今天的乞丐也许会说，哦，没有关系，你可以给我信用卡。
Back then, he probably thought, well, this is a wasted opportunity. What could you possibly want with me if you're not going to give me any money?
所以这个乞丐可能会想，真是浪费感情了，你什么都没有给我，你让我看你干什么？
Then Peter goes on, he says, what I have, I give to you.
然后彼得接着说，只把我所有的给你。
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk.
我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
There's a couple of points that I want to make along the way here of how we can apply this passage to our lives today.
今天我们想讨论一下，我们看了这几节经文，能从中学到什么？
The first one is this, that we need to always be ready for God to use us.
第一个功课就是，我们要时时刻刻准备着被神所用。
Even when you're going to church, maybe on the way here today, you might have had an opportunity to minister to somebody, to help someone.
甚至当你在去教堂的路上，你也许就会碰到一个机会，能够帮助别人。
When I've gotten up in the morning for many, many days and said, God,I just want to serve you today, and I don't know who you're going to bring along my path, who might email me or call me on the phone, but I want to be available to you. He almost always uses me in somebody's life.
多年以来，当牧师早上睁开眼，他第一个想到的事情就是，神啊，今天你该怎么使用我呢？今天有谁会给我发电邮？有谁会给我打电话？有谁会请求我的帮助？就求你使用我。
Second point is this. We may not all be able to give to people in the same way. We may not all have enough money or enough gifts or enough caring or the right words to say.
第二个功课就是我们在帮助别人的时候，我们能够给予他们的东西是各种各样，是不一样的，不一定都是金钱或者言语。
But whatever you do have, be prepared to give back.
你只要把你所有的、你所拥有的，给别人分享就好了。
Peter and John were not rich men.
彼得和约翰都不是有钱人。
But they knew Jesus, and they had the power of Jesus working in their life. That was something they could give to other people.
但是他们的生命中有耶稣基督，他们可以把耶稣基督传给别的人。
We'll see in a moment how that is so much better than getting some money would have been anyway.
我们马上就可以看到，把耶稣基督分享给别人，比给他们金钱要好一万倍。
I read a story a number of years ago about a servant that used to go down and get water for his master, and he carried two pots on a stick that went across his shoulders.
我以前读到一个故事，讲了一个仆人每天下山打水，他用一个杆子扛着两个桶。
He walked down this long hill, and he'd take the pots off, and he'd fill them each with water in a stream, then he'd begin the trip back up the hill to his master's house.
他每天走很长的山路，下到山脚下，在水边把两个桶灌满，又跳回到山上。
One of the pots was sealed tightly and worked perfectly, but the other pot had a large crack in it, and water would leak out all the way back up the hill.
有一个桶密封很好，水流不出来；另外一个桶上面有一道裂纹，所以一边走水就一边会流出来。
The pot with the crack in it could tell that it lost half the water by the time they got back to the master's house, and that pot began to feel horrible about itself.
因为这个桶本身有裂纹，它每次都会漏掉一半的水，所以呢，这个桶它自己也觉得很不好意思。
One day the pot said to its master, or to the servant, I feel so bad that I leak water all over the place. You should just replace me. I'm worthless. I'm not nearly as good as that other pot on the other side of your stick.
所以这个有裂纹的桶就对这个挑水的人说，实在抱歉，因为我有裂纹的缘故，你何不就把我换掉呢？因为我每次都漏了这么多水。
And the servant said, I want you to notice something. The next time as we walk up the trail, I want you to look down at the path as we walk.
然后挑水的人就对这个桶说，下次咱们上山的时候，你好好看一看我们沿路经过的地方。
So the pot looked, and all the way up the trail, what it saw was a beautiful array of wild flowers growing all the way up the trail to the master's house.
所以这个桶就留心看了一下，在他们上山的路上，脚边有许多美丽的野花。
The servant said, if you look across the other side of the path, there is nothing there, but on your side of the path, you've been able to create great beauty.
这个挑水的人就对这个有裂纹的桶说，你看，在好桶的那一边，一路上干干净净，什么也没有，但是在你这一边，就有许多美丽的花朵。
He said, I knew you had this crack, and the water was leaking out, so every time you come along, I throw some wild flower seed out there, and you watered that seed and made this path beautiful.
这个人说，我知道你身上有裂纹，所以每次上山的时候，我就在脚边撒一些种子，这样你流出来的水就会浇到种子上，它们就可以生长。
The moral of the story is that God can even use cracked pots.
这个节目的教训就是，神是会使用有裂纹的桶。
We all have flaws. We all have a lack of something. We may not have enough wisdom or enough money or something to offer, but you can offer something.
因为我们都不是完全的人，我们每个人都有缺陷，但是神会利用使用我们，只要我们肯把自己拥有的分享出去。
What do you have to give to people that are in need?
你有什么可以分享给他人的呢？
Is it time? Is it money? Is it love? Is it prayer?
是你的时间、你的金钱、你的关爱，还有你的祷告吗？
Can you share the gospel with them? Can you give them a verse of encouragement from the Bible? Can you bring them to church or lend them a hand?
你可不可以向他们分享救恩？可不可以向他们分享圣经的章节？为他们祷告？
So Peter gives this beggar something far greater than the beggar had ever dreamed of asking for. He doesn't give him what he asked for, but he gives him something even greater. He says, in Jesus' name, I want you to get up, stop being crippled, stop having to beg, and walk.
他说, 我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名, 叫你起来行走, 叫你的腿复原。
Now he will all of a sudden be able to transform this man's life from being dependent on other people and having great limits placed around him.
所以这样子把这个人的生命完全都改变了，使得他不再依靠别人，自己可以起来行走。
Where he has the capability now of going and working and caring for himself and meeting his own needs and living a full life as others around him have lived.
所以从此以后，这个乞丐他可以自给自足，可以照顾他自己了。
How does the man respond?
这个乞丐是怎么回应的呢？
Verse 7 says that Peter took him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong.
第七节说，于是拉着他的右手扶他起来，他的脚和踝骨立刻健壮了。
The man jumped to his feet, began to walk, and then he went with him into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God.
就跳起来，站着又行走，同他们进了殿，走着跳着赞美神。
And the people looked at him, they knew right off the bat, because they recognized his face, that was the same person who was the cripple who used to sit every day at the temple gate called Beautiful,
begging.
When God helps you, one of the other things you need to do is to give praise to God and give Him the glory.
赞美神，把所有的一切荣耀赞美都归给他。
The man begins demonstrating what God has done, and he praises God. He gives all the glory to God.
这个乞丐就赞美神，把所有的荣耀赞美都归给了神。
We just had a lot of work done on our church building here.
在后部教会，他们刚刚把教会装饰一新。
At one point this fall, we were getting the building painted and roofed and new cement work done and a new parking lot put in all in the same week.
他们在一个星期当中给教会换了新地毯，刷了新油漆，换了房顶，而且增加了车位。
One of the things that contractors who do this work like to do is they take a sign that advertises their company, and they put it out in front of the building they're working on.
做这个事情的这个公司就把他们公司的一个招牌挂在他们的工地门口。
I remember coming over to church that week, and the whole front of our property was lined with contractor signs.
牧师记他有一天早上开车到这里面，看到这个教会旁边都挂了大大小小的这种招牌。
No doubt as you've driven around the neighborhoods in this area, you've seen signs out in front of houses. This house was painted by Tom's painting.
就像你开车的时候会看到，有一些房子门口会挂说这个房子是由某某某油漆公司油漆的。
This driveway was paved by A1 Paving Company.
或者说这个路是某某某公司铺的。
They point to something and say, there's the proof of how good the work that we do is.
他们的目的就是让人们能够看到说，这是他们所做的工作是很好的。
And God works in our lives, and He provides things and helps us in different ways. We are like those contractors putting out an advertisement for God, saying, God did this. Look at the work He did here in my life.
当我们在生命中遇到神，并且神在我们身上做工的时候，我们也应该像那些这些做工的人一样。 能够让全世界都知道说是神在我们身上行了神迹奇事。
That's what this beggar in Acts begins to do. He begins to publicize God.
这就是这个乞丐所做的，他就去赞美神，为神宣扬。
Verse 11 and onward tells us that, that this beggar held on to Peter and John, and all the people were astonished and came running to them in the place called Solomon's Colonnade.
第十一节说，那人就在称为所罗门的子廊下，拉着彼得、约翰，众百姓一起跑到他们那里，很觉稀奇。
Peter looks at all the people there around him and says, "Why are you staring at us as if by our own power?" We did this miracle.
彼得看见就对百姓说：“以色列人呐、啊，为什么把这事当作稀奇呢？为什么定睛看我们，以为我们凭自己的能力和虔诚使这人行走呢？”
He goes on to describe Jesus. He said, "This all happened because of the power of Jesus and our faith in Jesus."
然后他就告诉他们说，这一切事情都是因为耶稣基督的缘故，是耶稣基督使得他们有能力做这个事情。
He said, "We're just mere men. We're people that God is working through. But God is the one with the power. He is the one that can heal, and He is the one that can change lives."
他们啊，彼得告诉他们说，彼得、约翰他们只是神的工具，只是神来使用的工具。但是最后啊，有作为做工的是神。
And another truth that I pull out of this story then is that when God uses you.You need to give him the glory, not pour it for yourself.
另外一个我们应该学习的真理就是，当神在我们身上做工的时候，我们应该把荣耀归给他，不要去冒领他的成果。
Imagine Moses when he stood there and God said, "Raise your staff up, and I'll part the Red Sea."
回想一下，当摩西在红海前面。神告诉他说：“你举起你的杖，海就会分开。”
You can just picture Moses afterward, if he had given credit to God, saying, "Yep, I did it all. It was me. You know, me and my staff, we made the whole sea part, and aren't I great?"
你们想象一下，如果摩西事后，他只是以为靠自己的力量把红海分开，他会是非常的骄傲，他会想啊，这是因为我。
He recognized that he was just the vessel that God was working through. He didn't have the power himself. It was all Jesus working through people's lives that brought life transformation throughout the Bible.
但是摩西他知道他自己并不算什么，只是神的一个器皿，供神使用罢了。就像我们是被主耶稣基督使用一样。
So you're in a place today where you're asking God for something, where you're coming to Him and saying, "God, I want this in my life."
所以当在你们的生活中，你们在向神求什么呢？你们在想要从神那里得到什么？
God may not always give you what you ask for.
神也许不会给你你所求的东西。
He may not always give you what you want.
神也许给你的不是你要的
But he will give you what you need.
但是他会给你你需要的
God knows what you need a lot better than you do.
神知道你需要什么，神比你自己还知道你需要什么
He'll be faithful to provide it in his timing and in his way.
神永不会失信，他在你需要的时候会向你及时的供应
Listen to this poem that someone wrote.That was seeking things from God.
我想给大家读一首诗，是有以前一个人写的。
It said, "I asked God for strength that I might achieve."
诗中说到，我向神求力量。
I was made weak that I might learn to humbly obey.
但是神让我软弱，这样我就可以谦卑并顺从。
I asked for health.That I might do great things.
我向神求好健康。
I was given sickness that I might do better things.
但是神使我生病，这样我就可以做更好的事情。
I ask for riches that I might be happy.
我向神求财富，这样我就可以快乐。
But I was given poverty that I might be wise.
但是神却给我贫穷，这样我就会有智慧。
I asked for power that I might have the praise of men.
我向神求权力，以得到人们的赞赏。
But I was given weakness that I might feel the need for God.
但是神却使我没有这些权力，这样我可以感受到他人的需要。
I asked for all things that I might enjoy life.
我向神求的都是我自认为可以使我更好的享受的东西。
But I was given life that I might enjoy all things.
但是神却给了我生命，让我在这生命里面享受。
I got nothing that I asked for.
我求的没有一样得到。
But everything I had hoped for. I am among all men most richly blessed.
我是最得福的人。
So come to God today and ask Him for what you want and what you need.
所以今天请大家来到神的面前，向神求你要的，你需要的。
Trust Him to work in your life, in His timing, and in His way.
相信神，他会在你的生命中祝福你。
And then make yourself available, like Peter and John did, that maybe you will be the vessel or the person that God will use to help meet somebody else's need.
让我们每个人都像彼得、约翰那样，时刻准备被神所用。
I'll bet that cripple went home that night and slept full of joy, the kind of sleep he'd never had in his whole life before.
我想那个瘸腿的人当晚回到家中，他一定是睡了一个最美好的觉。
And I'll also bet Peter and John went home and they were equally full of joy at seeing the power of God working through their lives and seeing somebody's life change and transform.
我想彼得、约翰在回到家的时候，心里面也会充满了同样巨大的喜乐，因为他们曾经和人分享。
Let's pray together.
我们一同祷告。
Lord God, each of us today may either be coming to you and asking for things, or being the one that could help others.
主啊，求你带我们到你面前，让我们或是向你求，或是被你所用。
In reality, we live in both of those roles throughout our lives, sometimes both at the same time.
我们通常是既向你求，又被你所用。
One day we may be the beggar, the next day we may be Peter.
有时我们是寻求的人，有时我们是给予的人。
But every day, God, would you help us to trust you to give us what we truly need?
但是主啊，每天都求你，让我们能够信任、相信、相信你给我们的都是我们所需要的。
To work through us to help meet the needs of others, to give them what we can give them.
并且帮助我们能够看到别人的需要，能够把我们所拥有的分享给他们。
Let us do it all in your name, Jesus, and in your power, so that you get the glory.
让我们做这一切都是以你的名，以你的义，这样你的名就可以得到荣耀。
We pray this in your name today. Amen.
以耶稣基督的名求。